with upcoming rain helping to delay peak fire season, Shelter Cove Volunteer Fire is using this time to prepare. The department is holding a community-wide wildfire evacuation drill Saturday evening. Chief Pape with the department shares an overview.
This Saturday at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Shelter Cove Community Center, we're going to have an evacuation drill. So all of our wildfire sirens, just a reminder, Shelter Cove installed 6 wildfire and tsunami sirens as part of our emergency notification system. We've had the wildfire side of that up for about 4 years now. Luckily, we've never had to use them for a major wildfire. So the intent of these sirens, if there's a fire that Shelter Cove Fire and Cal Fire cannot control, and there's a threat to life and property, we're going to light those sirens off. And if anybody hears those sirens in the community, they play a standard high-low tone, same as our fire engines during evacuations. It's a standard tone, and the whole saying is if you hear high-low, it's time to go. So the sheriff office has the same tone on their car as well. And if you hear that during the summertime, if you see smoke and fire and you hear those sirens, we'd like everybody in Shelter Cove to evacuate to the airport. The airport is the only safe place in the circumstances that we have one of these large ember-driven firestorms. And unfortunately, we're still at the infancy of our USDA programs, and we're going to try and make all of Shelter Cove defendable and treat every house and property. We just started that, so we need some time before we're really there. And this summer, we are still at a high risk of wildfires. So if you hear those sirens and it's a real emergency, please evacuate down to the community center. The CERT team will meet you there. Our Shelter Cove CERT team is trained to set up our wildfire shelter. We have equipment, we have cots, we have food, we have everything we need to keep people in place and keep them safe in the shelter down at the Shelter Cove Airport and Community Center. So Saturday, we're going to practice that.
As Chief Pape explained, it may seem counterintuitive, but during a wildfire, residents are advised to evacuate downhill to the lower portion of the cove at the airstrip and community center. Since Shelter Cove has only one road in and out, those trying to flee east could find themselves trapped in a life-threatening situation. To prepare and familiarize residents with the evacuation process, the department is hosting the drill tomorrow. And afterwards, community members are encouraged to stick around for a game night.
We're going to make it a little bit more fun this year and have a bingo night. There will be free food. We will, gladly be taking donations for the CERT team down there, but sounds like they're going to be making tri-tip sandwiches. They'll also have a vegetarian option as well. And you can also purchase bingo tickets and maybe win a little bit of money too. So should be a great event. People from out of the area are also welcome to come participate.
Again, for those living in or visiting Shelter Cove Saturday, the evacuation drill begins at 5 p.m.
Not an emergency. This is a test. So if you hear those sirens, please realize that this is a test and evacuation drill. Whether you have kids, a loved one, family, it could be a cat and a dog, or we've had horses before. Make sure that you have a plan for when the evacuation call happens. A lot of times, unfortunately, people don't have enough time and they don't have that plan. And there's kind of this panic mode of what do I need to grab? And so that's what we want to prevent. And we want everybody to be safe. And we don't want to lose anybody in the chance that we have one of those major wildfires.
For more information, you can follow Shelter Cove Fire on social media.